This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's going to be up to a jury to decide a case that may have wide implications for the summon a ride by smartphone industry in California. There's a question in some state courts about whether people who drive for ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft are contractors or employees. The latter means they should get additional worker protections. Now, a judge has said in a case like this, it's like trying to fit a square peg, meaning drivers, into a round hole, meaning old ideas of job classification. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Drew Baith is an EMT and drives for Uber on the side in Richmond, Virginia. He's happy to be an independent contractor.
I'm all over the place. So Uber was just like a perfect opportunity to continue to use my car, which I'm in all the time anyway, and just kind of do it when I want to. Sign on when I want and sign off when I want.
When he wants means when there's high demand. He can make up to $40 an hour. But for others who log into Uber, Lyft, TaskRabbit, etc. every day, work long hours, and count on it for a living, are they really independent contractors?
We now have work opportunities that no one would have thought of a few years ago.
That's Wilma Liebman. She used to be the chair of the National Labor Relations Board.
Back when the labor laws were enacted, what we generally saw were large vertically integrated corporations that did all aspects of the work.
Back then, the legal test to sort people as employee or contractor yielded clearer results. The person redoing your kitchen is a contractor. The factory worker is an employee. Some corporations have been accused of deliberately miscategorizing their workers as independent contractors in order to avoid the costs of hiring an employee, like Social Security and payroll taxes, as well as health benefits. FedEx is appealing a Kansas Supreme Court ruling that said its drivers are actually employees. But with sharing economy workers, some, like Drew, are clearly independent contractors. Others closely resemble employees. But there's a big space between the two, says Elizabeth Kennedy, a professor of law at Loyola University, Maryland.
How do we find this middle ground that recognizes the economic reality of the worker performing the service and also recognizes that these businesses can scale up and reach a point in which that relationship perhaps changes over time?
It turns out that other countries have already tried to solve this tricky equation. 10 years ago, Kennedy wrote about the dependent contractor, a third category already in use in places like Germany and Canada. One thing's for sure, our 80-year-old definition of who's an employee and who's an independent contractor is still stuck in the 1930s. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.